Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program brought to you by A Day for Milton. May 19th at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road, the 19th of May, Friday from 11 to 2. Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation last summer. And we will be having a day for Milton, a day in May, a beautiful day in May for Milton. So come on down. You don't need any money to express your for Milton. May 19th at the Brewing Hall in Brewing Company Hall in Bellport, Long Island, Inner Sight. And, you know, when you're disabled, and I think a lot of people will agree to this, when you're disabled, it's a much bigger challenge for anything that you want to do. You know, I mean, the average person can just walk right out, so to speak, and they got everything they need. You know, it doesn't mean they're going to be successful, but at least they've got everything there for them. You know, we don't have that, those of us who are disabled. So you got to be more determined, stronger, and more forceful to achieve what you want, because there's all kinds of hurdles that you're going to have to get over. And a lot of times, these agencies won't help you, especially if you want to do something different. You know, they look down on, they have a fixed idea, many of these agencies, what a disabled person can be. They call it realistic. Well, realistic is all right, but I think people deserve a chance to do anything and everything that they want to do. Even if you fail at it, at least you know that you tried it. When I was, a younger guy, you know, I wanted to sing opera, all right? And they told me I couldn't do it because I'm blind. You know, how are you going to get around on a stage? How are you going to do it? And I studied with a woman who was a protege of Louise Homer, the great contralto, who sang with Enrico Caruso, the greatest tenor in the world. And she was all for my wanting to sing opera. So I made it to an opera company, in the Amato Opera. They don't exist anymore, but they used to be downtown Manhattan. And I did several roles, and I auditioned for them with a German aria. Now, sang German. I don't think anybody did, that I recall. So they were so impressed with my aria from Der Meistersinger von Nuremberg, Walter, the prize song, they called it. Beautiful, beautiful aria. That they accepted me, and I got, you know, I didn't get any major roles, but I didn't care. I wanted to sing opera, you know, and I did it. I did it because I was determined. And I had a teacher who believed in me. So I use that as an example to start off this show, because all odds were against me. You know, my teacher caught a lot of criticism from the staff in the school where I went, you know, for encouraging me to pursue singing opera. you know, because you had to move around a lot. And well, I made mistakes, but doesn't everybody? All right, in a site around the world, and I don't know where our engineer. Engineer, are you there? Brought to you by the Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez, my buddy, 631-445-3464. Call Devin, and he'll explain the whole program to you. Third Eye Insight, stay in shape and learn how to protect yourself. Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, my good friends Tom and Michelle. Yeah, I got to call the phone people. My phone keeps cutting off like that. I don't know why. Ever since they put in its new system, it's been horrible. It's supposed to be better. It's gotten worse. All right, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 in Bellport, New York. And Michelle, the owner, is the girl, the woman who lost the guide dog that was Milton, you know. Milton was her dog. So on May 19th, we're going to have a day for Milton. Shelby's Kitchen, check them out. Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Mr. Kennedy. We're brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue, 609-388-7004. If you want to check them out, go to the website, Big East Taquito Rescue, .com, I believe that is. And the email, Big East Taquito Rescue at Verizon.net. All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there, great, great woman who saved all of the Akitas. In her sight, and brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank them for all their help in promoting A Day for Milton. You can find the info on their website under events. And thank you so much for that. We thank them for their pledge of a donation to Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. So keep it handy. You never know when you might need it. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, we salute them. We honor them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty. Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, and all those who have perished at the hands of evildoers. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. And what else we got? Ice Lip Cleaners, one of our donors. Thank you for that. We'll try to put the Able News on later if we get our engineer in here. But let's see. What else we got? Oh, don't forget tonight the story and the reasons why we're having A Day for Milton, as told by Michelle's husband, Tom, and yours truly, Channel 20, 9:30 tonight. Local on Long Island. Next week, we'll start the new shows that we did with Michelle, who is the owner of Milton. But tonight is the show we did with Tom on Milton. And as Michelle...
Hi.
As Michelle explained in my interview with her, she... Tom loved Milton, too.
Oh, yeah. They very much do.
There you go. MNN.org on the Spirit Channel, Wednesday night at 11. You'll find the Inner Sight on 1997 in Manhattan. You got to get rid of that noise in the background, whoever that is.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. My fault. I was trying to get on. So let me, I'll be back.
And Channel 35, Verizon Files, Manhattan. Neighborhood Network, also on RCN 84, all in Manhattan. You want to get it on the internet, you go to MNN.org. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, Wednesday night at 11. All right, Inner Sight, and talking tonight about how don't let anybody or anything get in your way. If you have a goal or something you want to accomplish, and, you know, be strong on it and powerful. All right, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, do the Able News, and then we got to bring Lorraine in.
Yep, she's here.
Yeah, well,
okay,
let's do
on.
The Able News first.
Yep,
no
problem. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and I want to thank Lorraine for coming up with the idea for this show tonight. It's a very appropriate idea and title. Let's get Lorraine in.
Yeah, no problem.
On Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Hello. How are you all?
Hey,
hey, you.
Good, good. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing so much good now, better than I'm on here now.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Well, listen.
Yeah, I had
what,
trouble getting on. Sorry.
What made you think of this title tonight? You had something in mind. What was it that made you think about it?
Well, because I hear all the things that people are doing in the visually impaired community and people with all disabilities. Because there's a lot of people out there, you know, to encourage. That if they want something, if they had a dream or aspiration before they became blind, or if they were born that way or something, they really wanted to do something, don't let it stop you. That's what it came. It's like, yeah, don't let nothing stop you, whether you were sighted at one time or you just became visually impaired, total, legally, or however the case. Don't let that stop you from achieving your goal. If you were going to school before you became visually impaired, continue your education. If you were, you know, doing something else, crafting or whatever have you, and you was making a business out of it or cooking or something, don't let it stop. You can still go, you know, continue. Because there are resources that you can get also to help you continue on your education and if you want to become a chef or anything like that. There are places that are out there that can help you to get to that. Because I know I was trained because I had to readjust my whole life over. And I still cook. I still clean. I still dance. I like to play music. I was a DJ when I was 16, you know, with the old-fashioned turntables, mixers and all like that. Now the equipment is so much different nowadays. Now people use apps and everything and stuff for it. So now I'm getting back into it, so we've already purchased some equipment for it, you know. So this summer, God willing, hopefully, I'll be able to be doing that again. So I'm not letting that stop me. Plus me and my children, we're gonna be have a clothing line soon coming up. My daughter got the logo already, but we just gotta get the thing and everything to design it. Cause I used to sketch. when I had a vision. Yeah, I was just, I sketched dresses, suits, shoes, you name it, I sketched, and I did pottery and all of that. So I'm trying to get back into it. So like me, do the same. If you have something that you want to do, do it.
Anyone out there who's being discouraged from trying to meet their goal, or who's being, given trouble by any of these agencies, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know, call us. We'll intervene.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
We'll help.
Yeah.
You know, even if your goal is not realistic, a person has a right to try and fail. You know,
that
goes a lot less for disabled people. You know, a lot of disabled people don't get the right to try and fail because they're disabled.
That's right.
You know, example. All right, suppose a disabled person wants to be a surgeon, let's say, or a dentist. You know, they're not going to get the opportunity. For obvious reasons, let's say they're blind, you know, they're not going to get the opportunity. Now today, there's so many different techniques and a lot of technology that might be able to bring certain people in. I'm not saying just anybody, you know, but the point I'm trying to make is people should have a right to maybe try something, even if they fail it. You know, sometimes it's good for you. You know, if anyone tries to discourage you, you need an agency to back you up or help you, or call us. We're not afraid of it.
I remember years ago when I didn't lose my sight, and this instructor, I went to class to learn how to be an EMT, and they weren't going to let me go all the way to get the certificate. Well, I went through every single, station that they had. One was setting up the AED, another one was balancing and trying to do CPR and so forth. But the instructor said, you're going to have to call. You're doing everything correctly and you're passing it. So why can't they let you do that? I said, I don't know. I'm going to find out. P.S., I went through all of my training, and all I wanted to do was do standbys to help people out I don't know if it's parties or festivals or fairs. That's basically what it was. And they needed a standby person. So I did that. I volunteered, and I did the standby position. But until I fought to get my ability to take that test, I didn't get anything. I fought hard to get that. So...
What was that? You were a medic?
Yeah, I was a medic.
Oh,
I still have my ID, and I could recite it like that. If something happens to somebody, I could, you know, I'm an expired one because with my vision loss, they won't let me do it.
Mm.
You know, so that's gone, which is really a shame.
Well, they could let you certainly. Operate the radio or the dispatch.
Yeah,
I could do that, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
You know? How about the police officer who's wounded in the line of duty, you know, and he recovers, and he or she recovers, and they can still function, but you know, they don't want them out in the field. Bring them into a desk job.
Yeah.
You know, similar to that.
Yeah,
exactly.
See, when you're disabled, you know, many a times, especially if you don't get the right person, you know, who, in the office, who may say, hey, you know, let's give this person a chance, you know. Disabled people have a much harder time of convincing people merely by the fact that they're disabled. You know, into a place, they take one look at you, and they don't care what your qualifications are. They don't want you because you're in a wheelchair or you got a cane or whatever.
That's exactly what happened. I was on a wheelchair on another job, And they made it as if I didn't know, so they could not hire me. They made it so I didn't know a certain thing. And I was only, I passed the test that they gave me with the 100, or everything I got
wow.
right. Yeah, mm-hmm. And they made up something to tell the person that I didn't know how to do this one thing. But that never stopped anybody from keeping, you know, trying that test that they had, which I got 100 on. And then the guy who was behind the desk goes, wow, we never had somebody score 100 on the test, only 80s, 90s, things like that. But you got
yeah,
everything right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, P.S., I didn't get the job.
What?
So, yeah, that's
yeah,
unbelievable.
Well, yeah, because the law's not strong enough either.
Mm-hmm.
No, you aren't qualified. You qualified
yeah.
something you couldn't get on the basis of your disability.
That's correct. More than
mm-hmm.
once it happened to me.
That's a shame.
Oh, yeah. I think it's happened to all of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
They don't want you around.
There are lawyers who are blind. There are judges
yeah.
who are blind. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
What,
there's doctors
right.
who are blind, too.
Yeah.
You know, psychiatrists, a couple of
yeah,
blind ones.
Yeah, they are, too. Yes.
Yeah.
That I've met up with over the years.
Definitely.
You know?
I had a doctor who wasn't blind, but he was complete quad. So he went through all the medical training and had an assistant who used to feel the person's body.
Tell people, tell people what a quad is. People might not know.
Oh, I'm sorry. A quadriplegic, it's a short form of quadriplegic. Everybody says quad usually. It's a lot easier and faster, but it stands for quadriplegia. All four limbs paralyzed. I have all four limbs with weakness, and I'm called quadriparesis. Why? It's hard for me to even say it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to say
so
it?
So they didn't want him to be a doctor because he, all his limbs were not able to move properly.
But he fought them in court and got it and won.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. That wasn't easy,
yeah, yeah.
He told me. He goes, I wouldn't start it now because I was a lot older than the standard person. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try. He goes, go
yeah.
for it. You know, P.S., that didn't happen because I got sick.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was one thing after another. But I really wanted
right.
to be a doctor to help get people who had undiagnosed illnesses like myself, you know, to the right people and get the right thing. Now, if Frank had come to me then, I would have said to him, you want to try that with the people that we have? Sure, why not? I was so open to unorthodox things, it wasn't funny. And I liked
right.
it. I liked the people.
You know, that undiagnosed illness is a bunch of bull crap. It
yeah.
really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm going to tell you why. Because they don't consult other people who
yeah.
might know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's why. How can you say an illness is undiagnosed when you haven't made the effort to consult other individuals, you know, like holistic people who may know or have dealt with it
before, yeah.
So I don't buy that at all. I think it's just an excuse.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, I definitely think it is. When I'm thinking about
sure.
it now, yeah.
You know, it's an excuse. It could be an excuse to try different drugs on people.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at all the money they make with that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't know what this person has. We've got to try this, try that, try this, little of this.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile,
you know?
That's how you get 110 allergies by the time you're done. After trying
yeah,
all those medicines.
Yeah, you get, and that
mm-hmm.
can make you worse.
Yes, it can.
So I don't accept that. It's the same thing with what they call now specialists. That's a bunch of bull. Come on. Specialist for what? If you study and you know what you're doing, you're a specialist for the whole body.
That's right.
You know, that's another way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about money. you know, sending
yeah.
people to other doctors, shuffling them back and forth like that. I mean, I think that makes people worse.
Well, I got worse. I have a bladder infection. Meanwhile, when I was in the hospital, I had that same bladder infection, and I called my doctor that you had me stay seven. This is today. You made me stay 7, you know, days extra in the hospital, and yet now I still have, you know, a bladder infection. So please do something about it. So he called in a medicine for me, an antibiotic. I'm like, you know what? I'm thinking of just going straight later on.
That's
my
not
going to
help
show.
You.
No, wait. So I was going to try.
You still have
you know,
the same thing next month.
Probably.
You know, especially since you have a foreign thing in your body. Forget it.
That's right. I know.
You're inviting infection when you do that.
Yeah, it's a mess.
You know, my doctor friend said to me, I know him for over 40 years, he has a hernia. He helped somebody lift something. I told him, I said, Harry, you shouldn't, you know, he's not in that kind of a shape like I am. I walk a couple of miles every day. So you know what I said, Harry, He said they want to operate on me. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm not going to do it because I'm afraid of germs getting in.
Yeah.
He knows.
He knows is right.
See? He knows. So you know what he did? He looked it up on the internet.
Uh-huh.
I gave him an idea.
Yeah.
Looked it up on the internet what to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's going down.
Yeah.
Oh, see that?
That's
see?
Awesome.
These damn people, all they see is money, man.
Cha-ching.
That's all they see. If they don't explore other avenues and other people who might be able to help, they're not true healers.
No.
I believe
that. That's how they do things, which is
they are
worse.
Not true healers.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah, you got to be real strong when you're disabled and determined to.
Right. Then you get the stupid people who come up to you and say to you, oh, you've been in this hospital a couple times. Don't you think you'll, you know, need to get some psychological help? Because we can't find anything wrong with you. Oh, my God, this guy got it good out of me. I just turned around and I said to him, yeah, sure. And why don't you get in touch with my psychologist? Here's the number. He ran out of the room so fast.
Oh.
I got him scared, you know. And
oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He didn't expect me to say that. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Well, they don't want to admit that they made you worse.
They did.
That's why you ran.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight. Sorry, Lorraine. Go ahead.
That's okay. No, I was saying, I'm going to say that before my doctor issue me, prescribe anything, any kind of medication for me, what he does, he usually give me a test. He run tests on me before he gives me anything. And he believes in the natural way of doing certain things. If I absolutely need a medication, that's when he will give it to me. He finds an alternative way of doing things first. And then after that, if it doesn't work, he'll try to prescribe a medication for me.
Oh, that's good. Sounds like you got a good guy there.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Even my daughter's pediatrician is the same way. He believes in natural remedies and stuff and of doing things. And then if it does not work, then he will prescribe something for her. Because he don't
that's
usually
awesome.
Like to give out medications to children all the time unless it's necessary. Like with a virus, stomach virus, he said, let it run its course. Let it just, you know, do natural things, you know,
that's
for
right.
them. And then, yeah, that's what he does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. In a site, 829, New York. And let's see. Tomorrow night. Now, tomorrow night will be the Irish Frolic.
I'm going to write
tomorrow
that.
Night,
oh,
folks,
yes.
Right now.
Now. And,
yeah.
Don't worry. It'll be clean.
Uh-oh.
Squire, what do you mean by clean? Oh, shut up, you big lug.
He takes a shower and it becomes clean.
That's right. Take a shower.
Not
you mean
cold,
you mean the year is up? I get out of here. Tomorrow night we'll be doing a various imitation.
There you go.
Like from the Quiet Man, too.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
That's it. So we'll have a little, we'll have a lot of fun tomorrow night. St. Patty's Day, and I'm going to get some corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, yes. I want some myself,
I love
but
that.
I don't think I'm getting any.
With potato, yes, corned beef, cabbage,
yeah, yeah,
potato.
Corned beef,
I love it. I might have to get a Cornish hen, not a Cornish hen, what do they call it, the corned beef, the ones that are all, like, I don't know, they put stuff on it with these dressing and stuff already prepackaged, so I'm not too sure if I want that dressing, so I'll just take that off.
Nah, they don't put nothing on where I get it. I'm going to put some cinnamon on mine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah, cinnamon's good.
I like
all right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody out there who is pursuing a goal or, you know, you determined you want to try to accomplish something and... you're being hindered or you're unsure, give us a call.
Definitely.
You know, stand up for your rights and don't be afraid. You got Inner Sight here to help you, you know.
He's a big mouth and a horn.
All right. Don't forget, every day it comes closer to May 19th. Let's see. This Sunday, it'll be 2 months from Sunday.
Wow. Can't believe how close it's getting already.
It is.
The year's just like flying.
May 19th. And I got my new phone, and I spoke to a real cool guy tonight with Verizon, and we went over the whole thing, and I think I got a good idea how to do the YouTube, so...
Oh, that's cool.
I'm going to give it a whirl.
You know, people don't understand, you know, we have to sit down and get the things separately because we cannot see them at all. It's not like, oh, if I put on another pair of glasses, I'm going to be able to see it. This only brings me to a point where I'm somewhat functional, but my eyes have to take off these horrible, you know, glasses and just let my eyes rest throughout the day. So it's kind of... It really hurts when somebody says, you know, hey, this is what needs to be done, you know, and you put on your glasses, the new glasses that you get, and this is what it'll be. No, it isn't. Legally blind or vision impaired or even totally blind, you that won't correct, lenses will not correct your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, not if you have a certain condition, it won't.
Yeah.
But a lot of people can be corrected with lenses.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not correctable. I'm 2,800. I'm sorry.
I want to thank Jacob from Verizon for explaining this phone to me. You know, ironically enough, it's an Apple phone, but they didn't know what the hell they were doing when I called them earlier.
Oh.
You know? But this guy, Jacob from Verizon... He got it working for me.
That's okay.
So you see how that works, folks? You never know where you're going to get the help from or what's going to happen. Just because a person is a so-called, and this guy was supposed to be a so-called expert, the guy from Apple, you know. He was so damn confusing, and one of the things he really... threw me off with these. Oh, you got to go to the agency for the blind to get training for this phone. I said,
What?
I said, I don't go to no agency for the blind. I got my own agency.
Yes.
You
we
know?
Are the agency.
That's right.
So he really turned me off. In addition to that, he didn't know what the hell he was doing. But this guy, Jacob from Verizon,
he knows.
A real, real cool guy who... help me to operate, you know, and of course I got to practice makes perfect, you know.
Yeah.
So I got a good start, and I think it's going to work.
Did you put up one?
Not yet. All right, Inner Sight. And we have any other callers?
Not at this point. I have to just refresh and say, no, we're good.
All right. Let's get a tally. How many we got on a tally?
Okay, here we go. Let me get to it.
Always good to have a tally.
Yeah, the board's
insight.
Running extremely slow today. Ooh, I like that tally. All right, 119,573. Baby, that I love.
That is good.
Wow, we got
this
less, less than 400 to get 400 to get almost 120,000.
That's right.
All right, we're going to make it.
We are going to make it.
Yeah, we are.
Well, my goal
we
is to make it by my birthday, and I think we're going to do
there
it.
There you go.
April 13th.
April 13th.
I will not be on the air April 13th.
Yes.
Okay.
I will be elsewhere.
Okay.
Location unknown.
Unknown. Mm-hmm. Will you call in just to say hi?
Nope.
Nope.
Not on, you guys have to do the show. I don't know.
Rerun.
You and
rerun.
Lorraine have to cook something. What day? Anybody got a calendar? What day is that on, April 13th?
I think it's on the weekend. I'm not sure. I got to look.
Alexa, what day is April 13th?
There you go. Thank you.
April 13th, 2022 is on a Thursday.
On a Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday. All right. That's a good day to take off.
Yes.
Yep. You going to go into the weekend and take a long day?
Well, I'll probably be here Friday. I got to do the funnies, you know.
Of course. And I wrote happy birthday, Frank, because that's your
taking
birthday.
That, taking the Thursday off.
Great.
Yes.
All right. In a sight. And let's see. What else we got? Oh, don't forget, of course, the day for Milton, May 19th, at the Brewery Hall, Belport, New York, 14 Station Road, Friday, from 11 to 2, May 19th. Check it out. Now, you left me a message earlier, Lorraine, right?
Yes, I did.
But this guy, Mike?
Yes.
What did he do? He read the poem on my voicemail?
Yes, he did.
All right, I'll play it. I didn't get a chance to play. Is he interested in coming to the event?
He is interested in coming with me.
Oh,
okay. He's interested. He is. But I I got to remind him it's from 11 to 2. So we're trying to find a way out there. That's the thing.
He has to
get out
Does he work during the day?
He works at night sometimes.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't drive. He does not drive, so.
Right, and you don't drive either.
No, of course not.
Well, we'll have to figure something out, because, you know, we want to get you guys there, so.
So
what about
people, I'm sorry.
Is your daughter thinking about taking you, or what?
I don't know. I keep asking, and she's not giving me an answer, and she was telling me about the set, right? But she said she would do it, but, you know, she, remember what you were saying about donations for the set. She'll do it. She's willing to do it. Mm-hmm.
She wants to do it?
Yes, she wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say about the donation? What?
About the materials and everything. That's the thing.
Oh.
She needs the materials for it. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's got to call me.
I done told her that several times.
If she wants to do it, she's got to call me.
Mm-hmm,
we can't do it last minute. It's got to be.
I know. I told her. Yeah.
You know, because I got to clear it with Michelle. Tom likes the idea, but I got to clear it with Michelle.
Of course.
Okay. Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But if she wants to call me, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Inner sight, and I'm sure that there's a lot of young people out there who are disabled who want to pursue a career and who are being discouraged from certain things, you know, because they're disabled. So, get with inner sight.
Yeah. That's right.
anybody out there who would like to be in radio or television, we can get you experience with that.
Oh yeah.
You know, give us a call. You know, and you probably even be able to get your credit too with the school.
Do you know what the commission said to me on that? We have to explore your career in entertainment and see if you'll be able to do it.
Oh boy.
Entertainment? What are you gonna be, a singer?
Yeah. No. Nothing like that.
So what are they talking
about? It's just
about?
Me doing radio, and they said we have to explore you further. I said, I'm doing it right now.
You are doing it right now, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Well, what are they going to do to explore it?
I have no idea. I really don't.
I don't know.
I'm scared of what they're going to do. I know I'm not scared, but it's fun to say something like that.
Yes.
When you know that you're going to supersede your own expectations, you know. I got Lorraine laughing.
No.
I mean, they'd have to send you to somebody who
was
established or retired.
Yeah.
You know, and say, well, to evaluate. They usually like to evaluate people.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's
know.
The truth. Oh my goodness.
That's usually the way they do it.
Definitely.
Yeah, but you're getting your experience with it now already.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see if they could send the sponsors or look at my, I was thinking of a business plan to start, you know, it going. They were just totally, you know, just like Vested did to me with my car and gave me so much trouble for over a year bidding out the freaking car that I needed outfitted when I was, you know, younger when I didn't have, you know, blindness at that time. But now that I do, I mean, I'm sitting down and I'm, you know, seeing how I could scratch pennies together to do whatever I want, to set up the equipment in my home. It's crazy.
See, this is why Inner Sight believes in a whole different system, all right? We believe that the money that's there to help a person with a career should be put into an account for that person, and you can only use it for that particular career. That would be much easier than dealing with these people who second guess you and send you to people who maybe have an opinion which doesn't mean a damn thing, you know.
Oh my goodness.
And it would save money because you wouldn't have to pay all these counselors and
that's
people who many of whom don't know what the hell they're doing anyway. I mean, I could think of one in particular.
Me too. And I know it might be the same person.
Yeah, and you know, the little scared rabbit who runs out the back door all the time when my former colleague Joe Arion used to call him.
Yeah, that's for sure. He used to run.
You know, they should improve the system. They don't.
Yeah.
They stay in the same damn mud puddle where they are, you know, and get all dirty and muddy and it doesn't change. That's what's wrong with the system.
It changes. It is.
They don't modernize it.
No.
They got computers and all that, but they don't modernize the way the people are treated.
Yeah.
You know. So there's the Inner Sight analogy of the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, I said to myself, you know, Frank was right when he said this, that I just can't, you know, it's just so real sometimes that you don't want to understand it. You don't want to be part of that, but yet you still are. You know, that's the hardest thing that you have to do each and every time is prove yourself that you
are. I got an idea, and I'm going to say it on the air. I don't care who hears it. Tell them I'll evaluate you. They can pay me, and I'll split the money with you. At least that way you get
that
something.
That sounds like a fair thing, yes.
Yes, that sounds like a
fair. I mean, I damn as hell ass got the experience. I'd like to see him say
right.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be
no.
fun.
I've been doing this for over 30 years. I'm the longest running show on cable on Long Island.
Yes, you are.
You definitely have the experience of it. That's right.
Yeah.
So tell them you got your evaluator.
There you
that's
go.
That's right. Give me the paperwork and I'll give
you
the
you know,
damn evaluation.
How much they going to pay me to do this?
I have no idea.
Well,
I know my husband
5,000.
Was willing to pay you with my, you know, with training a dog. My husband, who's barely making any money, wants to pay you because he knows you're worth it in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Your
right.
knowledge is worth it. But the freaking commission and all of its glory, I should say, would not even do that, would not even
they don't even
it.
Like
guide even...
dogs, the commission.
No, they don't.
And
wow.
you know, since we're on the subject, the State mm-hmm. Commission for the Blind has not
mm-hmm.
done one damn thing about Milton's death.
No,
they have
not.
Oh my goodness,
yeah.
Not one thing at all. Mm-hmm.
They're the most horrible people that you can deal with when it comes to guide dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
oh boy,
that's a proven
yeah.
fact.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, we had a woman who used to be with me on the television show, blind woman, and we called. She'd been denied a guide dog by a couple of schools, and we called the commissioner of the Commission for the Blind.
I remember this, yeah.
What an ass. What the hell is his name? Brian somebody.
Uh-oh.
Something, yeah.
Huh?
Something like that.
What was
yeah,
his
I don't
last
know his full name.
Name.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
I remember
right
that. Yeah.
But we awesome. Had him on the phone. He was such a stupid ass. You know, oh, I can't do anything about it, you know.
Can't write a letter.
He didn't want to do anything about it.
That's it. That's more like
there you go.
That's the truth
yeah.
of the matter.
Yep.
But yet, they, you know, the commission, if people don't know, the commission evaluates people now for the guide dog schools.
Wow.
Oh, they do.
They
do.
They give you mobility training. Mm-hmm. And they... make
it's
out a
me.
Report
mm-hmm.
to the school.
That's right.
And that report can go against you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no law to protect you.
There's absolutely nothing to protect you. Nothing.
So they're involved in it. Yeah. Yeah, it's a racket, all right.
I see.
Sure is.
You know.
Sure is.
Used to be a show on television back in the 60s, Racket Squad.
Yeah.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what that is. Racket. 848. New York. Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget tomorrow night. Line up. Line up, boys.
There you go.
Now, line up. Now, who would like to... try to do the horse run.
The horse run? You mean
that?
Get on top of the horse and stand up with
I
the
know.
Rifle?
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Well, listen, Sarge. when do we eat around here? When do we eat? Listen to him. Ready to eat. Without
yeah.
doing any training.
There you go.
That was a good movie with... McLaughlin, Victor McLaughlin, John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
My grandma and I used to sit down and watch old movies all the time. She loved the African Queen and always used to tell me all the things about what's happening on that one little, you know, boat. You all
right.
knew that one boat didn't have all of that. But, yeah, I loved the way my grandmother used to just, you know, find little things. She watched me for Gone with the Wind, all of it.
Well, you know why they pick Bogey for that African Queen, don't you?
Why?
He was a real boat captain. He was a boatsman.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. He was a great
I had no clue. That's a little fact.
Yeah, he was a natural.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he was.
You know? And that was a great, that was a, I think he won the Academy Award for that.
For African Queen? That's beautiful.
Great movie. It was funny, too. It had a funny twist to it.
It did. It was just one little boat that was a fisherman's small boat. That's how big this thing was. And I don't, when it came into town, meaning the actual, you know, whenever it came on cable at the time, I just watched it with her because that's what she wanted to watch, you know. But
yeah,
it, was
it took
my
place
favorite.
During World War II.
Yeah.
That movie.
Yep.
All right, in a sight, and don't forget tomorrow to wear your green. For the luck of the Irish.
I got to find a good Kelly green in my house somewhere.
Yeah, well, any green is all right, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I only got teal, though.
They're gonna have. Are they going to have a parade tomorrow?
Not that I'm aware, but yeah, usually.
They brought the parade back, didn't they?
Yeah, they
I think
did.
They did, yes.
They didn't have it last year.
Well, they were too scared.
I think not, yes.
Now, here's something interesting. The mayor is a black man, but tomorrow he'll be Irish.
There you go.
They're all going to be Irish tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Everyone is going to be an Irish man, an Irish lady.
Woman, lady.
Yes.
Oh, I just love St. Patty's Day. There's only one thing. We're right next to Bar Row in Farmingdale.
Oh, okay.
And boy, oh boy, keep your, I'm just giving a service announcement for everybody. Please keep your cars in the driveway because it'll be fun.
Too.
That's what happened with my husband one time. They nipped his whole car. And he was trying to get out, and he kept going back and forth, back and forth. And moved the car more. Yeah.
Thank you. I burned mine to death last night. Thank you.
What'd you do last night?
I was making microwave popcorn, and I burned it.
Ah.
Yeah. What happened was somebody didn't put the microwave on zero for me to put it on for 2 minutes. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he burned it.
Yes, I had to throw half the
whole bag. Well, thank God
you're
all right. You didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
That's
it. Nope.
Be careful with that.
That's the most, you know, scary thing when you're doing something and you have it in the bag, if you know what I mean by that. And then all of a sudden, it just changes on you, like, what's that burning smell? Oh, the popcorn, and you run for it, you know?
I don't like
that's
microwave.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always make a mistake on the popcorn, and I do get some few burnt pieces, but usually are okay.
I got a whole bunch of burnt pieces last night. It was so bad I had to throw the bag out.
Oh,
I was like, oh, gosh, I can't eat it. There was some burnt, some not burnt.
I want to mention there's a program that I've heard of. I don't know too much about it, but I know that it's operated by the state, and they get money from the government, you know. It's called self-determination.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Okay.
Now, beware of that program because they can gather information and use it against you.
Yeah.
Put you into a nursing home.
That's true.
You know? So I wouldn't put too much faith in that. I mean, they have these social workers that butt into your business and all that, and they call it self-determination, but you really don't run it yourself.
No.
Because the money stays with the government, with the agency. It's the same old stuff. They want you to think you're determining yourself, but you're really not.
That's
kind
like
of
with all
sounds
these other
good.
Programs. I'm sorry, continue.
No, I was saying the title sounds good, but little do you know what's behind that title.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. we have one of our advocates. Her daughter is autistic, and she's autistic.
Okay.
And we had to help them a couple of times, you know,
yeah.
to not to be not for the daughter to be put into an institution.
Oh yeah.
You know, but
she even
stupid social worker, and one of them, Maria, our autistic advocate, her brother's a judge in Suffolk
okay.
County, and he didn't believe in inner sight, you know. And yet, then one of the social workers molested Maria's daughter.
Yeah. Oh no!
And this judge had a complete turnaround.
Oh yeah!
Because he likes inner sight, because we stepped in and you know we were going to do everything we could to get this guy arrested and everything. I think they fired him. I don't know if they arrested him.
They should have. They really should have.
Oh, yeah. You know, but it shows you got to be very careful with these things.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only is the money not being used in the right way, a lot of these people who work for these programs can take advantage of the disabled person very easily. Especially when there's no
very
witnesses
much.
Around.
That's correct.
You know, so beware. See, that's another reason, by the way, why this system should change. The money should be put into an account for the person. You know, that way you don't have to have these strangers coming in and out of your house just because they have a degree and they went to school. I wouldn't trust them. I don't know them.
I'd follow them throughout the house. I'd be such a picky and nervous person about the whole situation once I had a kid involved. It's so different when you now have a kid. I couldn't have kids. But what I'll tell you, if I had kids, I'd be right on it. You know, they'd be like, this woman is strict with her kids. I don't care what you think. I'm on it. You know?
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, so be careful for these programs.
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying don't be a part of them, but if you do, you gotta be really careful.
Yeah, very careful. When I was told about what happened, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. What were you saying?
No, I just was saying that I was told by Maria the whole story, and then the girl told, you know, everybody that story. Just so the woman who went through it barely is verbal and was telling the story. So just gotta let.
All right, I
want to
thank Lorraine, Suzanne, everybody on the show, all our listeners.
You're welcome.
Let's get
thank
that 120,000, man. I want it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I taste it.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Leprechaun Follies. Leprechaun Follies tomorrow night.
I'm writing
that's
that,
right.
By the way.
And maybe we'll get Louie to do the Irish jig on the air.
Oh, so that'd be fun.
That
with
would
the bongo
be.
Drill.
Yeah.
With
the bongos.
With the bongos.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. Don't forget Day for Milton, May 19th.
Yes.
The Brewing Company Hall, 14 Station Road. Bellport, New York, May 19th, 11 to 2, Friday, May 19th. See you there. And thank you so much. All right, goodbye, world.
Good night.
Hey,
good night,
everybody.
And top of the evening to you.
Inner sight, inner sight.
Yeah, baby, inner sight. Bye.